When we breathe diaphragmatically, we are using the diaphragm muscle, which is attached to the lower ribs. This muscle separates the abdominal cavity, where our stomach and digestive system are, from our chest, where the lungs and heart are. The diaphragm and the lungs are sticky together, so as we inhale, the diaphragm flattens and brings the lungs with it. The air comes into the lungs. As we exhale, the diaphragm balloons back up and the stale air leaves the lungs. Sometimes we develop a pattern of tension in the chest, and that interferes with diaphragmatic breathing. So that's something that we can work on and change. Babies are born breathing diaphragmatically. However, by the time they start school, many children have already developed a pattern of breathing in the chest. This is due to tension in the body and anxiety. We can help children work with these patterns, and we can work with our own patterns as adults by relaxing our body, paying attention to our breath, and learning to breathe diaphragmatically once again. The diaphragm is a muscle. If we haven't been using it very much because we have been breathing mostly higher up in the chest, it is a muscle that will need some practice to get it functioning well again, to get it strong and resilient and able to move easily. A good thing about working on diaphragmatic breathing is that as soon as we relax the belly and let the breath become deeper, the body comes along with us. It is the natural way to breathe, and our body wants to return to that. Chest breathing and anxious pauses in the breath are not natural. So the body's always happy to come back to a more relaxed, healthier breath. As we begin to do this work with our breath, the first principle is to not want things to be different than they are, and to not work too strongly or with too much effort. These patterns of chest breathing or rapid breathing or jerkiness or holding the breath have developed through time. We bring our attention to it and don't let it be a big deal. We don't want to get anxious or create more constriction in the body through how we're working with the breath. As we relax, the body naturally moves back into a healthier breathing pattern. Within a few months of paying attention to your breath, you will develop healthier patterns. To review, the diaphragm is sticky with the lungs. As we breathe out, our diaphragm balloons up. As you see in the illustration, it looks a bit like a mushroom or an umbrella. As the diaphragm moves up, the lungs empty of air. The exhalation happens passively. As we breathe in, there's a flattening of the diaphragm muscle, pulls the lungs with it, and then the lungs fill with air. The lungs are tissue. The diaphragm is the muscle that runs this process. When we are breathing out, there's a cavity formed when the diaphragm comes up, and the stomach and the other organs in that part of the body move up into that space. The reason the stomach expands when we breathe in is that the diaphragm muscle flattens. That cavity that was there before is now filled with the lungs, so the stomach moves out a bit. You can notice this more when you are lying on your back, on the floor, or on a bed. You can also notice it standing up or sitting straight, though. As you breathe in, the stomach comes out a bit, and the lower rib expands a bit. When you are breathing diaphragmatically, as you breathe in, the stomach comes out a bit, and the lower rib cage expands. As you breathe out, everything settles back towards the spine. When we're breathing continuously with an even length of out-breath and in-breath, we notice that there's a wave-like effect of the breath on the body. The stomach moves out as we breathe in and back when we breathe out. When we're breathing diaphragmatically, there's not much movement, if any, in the upper part of the chest. Most of the movement is in the lower rib cage and the stomach area.